Thank you, Mr. Fiat. I'm not quite that tall. Mr. Fiat, Brent was talking about the weather, and he would take it. I have to admit, maybe I'm getting old, but since I've taken over my dad's business, and since we have to do a lot of snow removal if it snows, I don't mind if it snows so much, because, and also not as cold, because I realized that our gas bill was over $1,000 less than it was last year this time. So, anyways, we even got the dictators rejoicing, or no, the dictators, I should say, are worried about this whole warming trend. I saw a piece on the internet this past week where Fidel Castro was warning the world of the impending doom that we're going to have because of global warming. I thought that was kind of interesting. You know, why would Fidel Castro even be concerned about global warming? But anyways, I think we all kind of realize the scheme that goes on. God is in charge. You can say what you will. Ultimately, God is going to determine the outcome. In our song service, it's always kind of inspiring to pay attention to the words. And sometimes I think, you know, there's more of a sermonette out of the songs that we sing than what I can give. But anyways, I need to get started with my sermonette. It didn't have a whole lot to do with that. It's just a thought that I had while we were singing. The teacher was having a discussion in class about Noah and the flood when she noticed that the little boy in the back of the room, Johnny, was especially interested in what she had to say. Being that he was so interested, she asked him if he thought Noah did a lot of fishing while he was on the ark. The little boy replied, no. She asked him, why not? The little boy said, because he only had two worms. So he really was taking in Noah and the ark. Children do have a way of saying it the way it is, don't they? They're innocent. They're open. They're honest and sincere. Not yet having their minds polluted as adults do in this world, yet we are admonished in the Bible to become like little children. As first fruits, I think we need to take this especially very seriously. Quite frankly, our salvation depends on it. Getting ahead of myself here. Today I would like to take a look at what we can learn from our innocent little children. I have a few stories to tell you, which are kind of comical, but yet they have a message in themselves. Like I said, children's minds are honest and open. They have honest questions, and they will give you honest answers. They will tell you just as what they saw or what they thought. They tell it as they see it. One day a little girl was sitting and watching her mother do the dishes at the kitchen sink. She suddenly noticed that her mother had several strands of white hair sticking out in contrast to her brown hair. She looks at her mother inquisitively and asks, "Why are some of your hair white?" The mother replied, "Well, every time you do something wrong and make me cry, one of my hair turns white." The little girl thought for a while about this revelation and then said, "Mama, how come all of Grandma's hair are white?" Yeah, that's what you get as an adult if you make up stories to little children. It was an honest question, however. She thought, if I caused your hair to get white, why does Grandma have all this white hair? Children think with open minds. That's my point. And Christ reflects this in Luke 10. Luke 10, verse 21. Verse 21, we read, "In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, 'I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent, and have revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight.'" Even though Christ was referring to converted adults, he uses the analogy of babes. That has a message in itself. If we are converted, we will have the minds of little children. Children's minds are very receptive. They learn. They take in what they hear. And surprisingly, they analyze what they hear too, as we've already demonstrated through some of the stories. But they speak the truth. They will repeat exactly what they heard. A certain little girl, when asked her name, would reply, "I am Mr. Sugarbrown's daughter." And her mother told her, she said, "That's not correct. You need to say, 'I am Sugarbrown.'" Next time they went to church, the minister spoke to her and said, "Aren't you Mr. Sugarbrown's daughter?" She replied, "I thought I was." The mother said, "I'm not." She just repeated what she was told, not realizing that this comment would put her mother in a bad light. The point is, she was honest. She spoke the truth, and she saw it. There's a psalm about that, Psalms 8. Psalms 8, verse 2. Here David wrote, "Out of the mouths of babes and nursing infants you have ordained strength, because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger." The truth is very powerful. Innocent, honest little children can silence the enemy just by speaking the truth. So innocently as they can. Christ used this tactic with the rulers of his day. You have an example of that over in Matthew 21. Matthew 21, we'll start reading in verse 14. "Then the blind and the lame," verse 14, "came to him in the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying out in the temple and saying, 'Hosanna to the Son of David,' they were indignant." They did not like that. "And he said to him, 'Do you hear what these are saying? You know, why don't you quiet these babes? You know, they don't know what they're talking about.' And Jesus said to them, 'Yes, have you never read, 'Out of the mouths of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected praise'? The religious leaders were infuriated by what the children had said, but they were silenced when they were reminded of this scripture. Children speak the truth, and the truth silences the smartest, the most proud and vain person in the world. You know, you think of our politicians today and all the smart talk you hear. Truth can silence them. Many times, their innocence humbles us, like we've already seen in some of the examples I had. The point is, children are humble. They, as a rule, see themselves for what they are. I have took this story here out of an article in one of our publications. It was written by one of our minister's wives. And she says, some would argue that as children grow past the toddler stage, they lose their innocence. And they do to a degree, I would say, but they don't completely. She says, I don't think so. I am reminded of what a little boy told me to explain why he couldn't help but be bad. She was a school teacher. He said, I'm always good at home, but when I get to school, the bat just jumps from my shoulders into my head. He's just honest and open. He was humble enough to admit that he was bad, and he was frustrated, just like I think all of us are from time to time, that this same problem keeps plaguing me. He didn't try to defy the fact that he was bad. And so should we. We are warned by Christ about our attitude and how it should be. Just a few pages forward to Matthew 18. Matthew 18 and verse 2. Famous scripture about Christ and the children. Then Christ called a little child to him, verse 2, set him in the midst of them, and said, assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Pretty strong words. Basically, he's saying, unless we humble ourselves like little children before God, we will by no means be there. Rather strong words. Very important to remember. There are many lessons that we can learn from little children. We are to become as they are if we will be in the kingdom. Children are honest and open. They speak the truth. They are humble and teach us humility. God commands us to become as little children. So let us walk before our great God with honest and open minds. Speak the truth and humbly learn from our little ones. And learn as little ones do.